This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, a woman in her menstrual cycle is not allowed to fast. She's not allowed to pray the 5 daily prayers either. Some people say, why not? Well, Allah Almighty has decided that, and He created male and female. And Allah Almighty has chosen how He wants to be worshipped. He knows the state of the emotions, the mind, perhaps the health, and whatever else one may be going through. So He dictates what exactly He wants. If Allah Almighty has decided that you will pray in a certain way, then you will pray in that way. And if He says you will not pray at a certain time or in a certain way, then you will not pray in that way. The same applies to the issue of fasting. If Allah Almighty says it's prohibited to fast on the day of Eid, you say, okay. If Allah says it's prohibited to fast in a certain condition, it's okay. The difficulty is when you have started your fast and you fasted all day, and 5 minutes or a minute before you have opened your fast, a minute before sunset, if you notice that you've started your cycle, your monthly cycle, automatically you know that this fast that I was fulfilling is null and void. However, you get a full reward for that entire fast, and more than that, because you've obeyed the instruction of Allah, and at the same time you are going to do qadha. Qadha means you're going to compensate later on for that particular fast. So Allah will reward you, number one, for having obeyed the instruction, for having fasted through part of that day. And it does not mean that because the fast has become invalidated in terms of it being plugged in as a fast of Ramadan, it doesn't mean that you now have no reward. You have a full reward, and you have a reward for having surrendered to the decree of Allah, and a reward for having done the qadha. Even if you just intended to do the qadha, that intention is already rewarding. So remember this: whatever Allah has instructed, there is a reward in it. Whether you and I understand it, that's besides the point. My brothers, my sisters, especially the sisters, don't feel saddened simply because you feel, oh, I'm unable to fast because I'm on my monthly cycle. No, you are able to adopt the instruction of Allah either way. So thank Allah for that. And trust me, He will reward you in such abundance that when you see the reward, you will be delighted for having been chosen as one who adopted the command of Allah, whichever way it was. أقول قولي هذا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.